All right, everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the I Love Changing Lives show. And today I am coming to you only in podcast form. I have missed last week and I almost missed this week just due to a whole bunch of other recording obligations I had. So I'm sitting down now, I've got some quiet time, I've got my phone out, and I really wanted to run through this. I've had it in my head for the last 2 weeks and I wanted to break it down and really, I guess, empower you with a fresh perspective around your competition and why your competition, one, doesn't matter, and two, how to instantly separate yourself from your competition. Now, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs that come to us wanting to work in a specific niche, right? They have a market that they want to work with and help, but one of their biggest fears and concerns is, how am I going to go into that market when there's already so much competition? How am I going to attract the clients that I want to work with when there's so many other options for them? Why would somebody work with me versus somebody else? And these are the types of conversations that go on in their head. And the part that I find really sad is that a lot of these conversations then turn into fear, then turn into doubt, then turn into uncertainty, and then they don't take action. They don't do these things. They don't create these programs. They don't open these businesses or develop these products and services because of this whole, I guess, pre-framed belief system that they really don't know the answer to yet. It's all been in their head, right? They see certain things and just assume that that's the way it is, and that's where they stay stuck and they never go any further past that point. So what I want to do in this episode is really show you the key things that I would be focused on to make sure that your competition never matters, one, and to also make sure that you stand out from your competition from day one. Now, if we break this down and we look at, I guess, the first point here, which is, what are the main concerns that most people have? And I'm not saying that those concerns aren't valid, but what I am 100% saying is that those concerns don't matter. All right. When I say don't matter, they don't matter when it comes to stopping you or allowing you from being able to do or create whatever it is you want. And you've got to understand that before I can even dive into anything else here. And you have to almost own that belief, even if you don't yet believe it. Because trust me, you don't know yet either, right? Because you haven't tested it out. Or if you're sitting here right now and you feel like the reason your business isn't working is because there's so much competition, I'm going to empower you with exactly the same process here, because that's not the truth. Okay, unless you are like in Thailand, right, where literally you can walk down the street and there'll be six chemists in a row. There'll be six t-shirt shops in a row, right? But even that doesn't stop these guys from opening, because they don't believe in scarcity. They believe in abundance, that, hey, you might come to my shop instead of that shop because you like me. And we're in a very different field now, especially when you're looking in the online space, right? Because yes, you see adverts for so many other people and you see all of these experts and you see all of these great looking ads and landing pages and sales videos and everything looks super professional. And somehow through that, you know, comparison, you feel like you're not good enough or not worthy enough or not as much of an expert as those people, so you don't do it. And suddenly you don't validate what it actually is that you're great at and the information that you actually have within you that could help save and transform and change a lot of lives and a lot of businesses. So I want to negate that from the beginning and just squash that belief for you, because trust me, I get so many people come into our program that have invested in the other shit. They have the flashy website, they have the sales videos, they have the great looking branding, they were told by this expert that they needed to have this, this, and this. They spent the last 6 months writing a book and then trying to sell the book and then an ebook and then free plus shipping and all of these different things, but yet on paper, how much profit a month are you making? Less than $1,000, right? Less than $1,000 is the number one category that we see that they select, right? Because we give them an option in our application process to select what level of profit they're currently in. And I want you to understand that all of that flashy shit, everything else out there that you're concerned about, that you're comparing yourself to, doesn't factor in to why somebody will buy from you or why they will select to work with you versus the flashy guy who has the Lamborghini and the 1,000 books in the background, right? Like, you guys understand this, the picture I'm painting here, right? You've all seen it. And look, if you haven't heard this from me, even though I've said it multiple times, get rid of your newsfeed, right? I got rid of my newsfeed in November last year. It was the best gift I have ever given myself. Ever, right? Like, I'm at least in the online space. I no longer see anybody else's stuff. None of it. I don't scroll on my phone. I don't even have it on my phone, right? I have the ability to message people on my phone, but I don't even check my newsfeed on my phone, and I don't have it on desktop, right? There's a Google plugin that you can get called like Newsfeed Be Gone or whatever it is, right? I've mentioned it in other episodes, but I don't even see it. And when you don't see that stuff, your belief system instantly changes because your belief system is based around what you have to offer, what you know, what you feel about yourself and your own abilities, and nobody else even factors into the equation. And you've got to empower yourself with that same belief system, whether you're willing to get rid of your newsfeed or not. Whether you see an ad pop up on YouTube and you think, wow, this guy must be an expert. No, he knows how to press a couple of buttons and he's willing to invest in advertising to get his ad showing up. It doesn't mean that he knows more than you and he's better than you. And that's really the first thing I want to squash here, because it's a concern that people have that is stopping them from bringing their dreams to life. It's stopping them from helping more people or even getting started helping people with what they know they could help people with. All right, it's too important not to try and own a different perspective around it. All right, so that's really the first thing I wanted to cover. And I really hope that you resonate and understand that. Even if you don't yet believe it in its entirety, just understand that that is the way it is. All right, and when I share with you through the rest of this episode what you can do to guarantee that you play on a completely different level, that should give you even more confidence and assurity to go after what you want regardless of competition. All right. The next point here is, whose rules do you want to follow? Just because somebody has done something a certain way, or you see something being done a certain way, does that mean that you need to follow their rules? You need to do things their way. You need to model what they're doing, but probably more than likely copy. All right, like you haven't made it your own. You're still playing by their set of rules. You learn a strategy and you implement the strategy, and then you sit back and you wait to see how effective that strategy was. You didn't make it your own. You didn't start to create your own rule book around it. You haven't tested and measured it. You haven't been able to work out if there is a better way. Right? And if you look at most successful entrepreneurs, what they are best at is looking at a market, working out where there's a gap in that market, where there's a group of people that have a big problem, and then they create a solution to that problem. And then they deliver that, right, in an authentic, ethical way and with a level of consistency and intimacy to make sure that they don't only solve it, but they give people a great experience throughout the journey. And suddenly they thrive in some of the most highly competitive markets ever because they do the little things. They play by their own rules. They didn't look at how things were being done and suddenly they thought, that's how I've got to do it. This person's selling this for this price point, so I have to sell it for this price point. This person offers this free ebook, so then I need to follow that. If I want to be positioned as an expert, I have to have a book, right? And look, I have a book, but what I can tell you is writing that book was more about a self-development journey for me than it was about ever becoming an authority. Put it this way, I've never advertised it, ever. And I probably never will. Have I sold thousands? Yes, I have, right? But through my networks, through emails, through people reaching out and wanting to share my story, right? Being interviewed on podcasts and sharing my story. But I didn't write it to become an authority or an expert. I wrote it to get a message out, to be able to potentially tap into the types of people that I want to help and share my story to empower them. And I want you to look at the landscape that you're currently in. I want you to look at what it is that you ultimately want. And then I want you to look at how you're going about doing that. And are you creating your own rule book, or are you following somebody else's? Are you in a market where things are just done a certain way and you've just copied everybody because that's what you thought is the only way, right? Like, Uber wouldn't exist, Airbnb wouldn't exist if that's how those entrepreneurs looked at things, right? You've got to be, and I'm not saying anybody here needs to be the next Uber, right, or Airbnb, but in your market, are you playing by your rule book or everybody else's? And that's key, because there is no competition when I'm playing by my own rules, right? If I'm playing a game and there's a set of rules for that game, but I play by my own rules, I'm no longer playing the same game. The competition doesn't even factor. More than likely, you'll be called a cheat. But if I'm no longer even in that game because I have a different set of rules, then I'm no longer competing with anybody else that's in that game. And that's one of the easiest ways to differentiate yourself. And the simplest way to do that, I'll be sharing with you in a second. All right, because it is so simple, but yet so many of us don't do it because of our own bullshit. And I really want to empower you with that simple strategy in a few minutes. All right, the next thing that you've got to look at, especially in the coaching, consultant, product, program space, right? Pretty much in anything where you've got something to help somebody, you have to decide right now, are you in the information or the transformation game? Because you can't be in both. You can try and be in both, but trust me, one will get diluted because of the other. And the way I explain it to a lot of people that we got on a call with, right? Like, we speak to a lot of coaches who've been trying to create a successful online program, or people who have a desire to create an online product or program. But they have this like laundry list of things that they've created, and all of this information, and all of these, like I said, books and ebooks and swipe files and free courses and 7-day challenge and 10-day challenge and 30-day challenge and all of these different pieces of information. And what you've got to understand, whether you like it or not, less than 10% of anybody that consumes or purchases any, other way, so less than 10% of anyone who buys something from you that is information based, say it's a product, say it's an ebook, say it's your book, right? Less than 10% of people will ever consume more than 50% of it. All right? 1% of people will ever open up an ebook they download. 1%. So I'll ask the same question. Do you want to be in the information or the transformation game? Because there is more information out there, and I talk about this all the time, for free than any other time in history. Google's complete company mission statement is directly tied into creating and delivering whatever information anybody knows in an instant at the highest level possible. That is their goal, intention, and mission statement as a company. So do you want to be in Google's game of information, or do you want to help people with transformation? Because Google's game is free for everybody else, right? For you, people don't need more ways to do things. They already get in their own way enough. What they need is a strategy and a process to create the change that they want. And when you can deliver that, regardless of the how, right? All of you have got your own how, your own methodologies, your own processes, right? We've got people who do our program who are in exactly the same space, right? But it's online, their clientele, their delivery, their how, their stories, their methodologies, their processes are unique to them. But they're still in the transformation game. They're going to go out and they're going to attract the clients that resonate with their story, with their message, and with their methodology, right? Knowing how they can take them from where they are now to where they want to go. That's what people value. That's what people will pay for. That's what's going to generate the greatest level of success and impact. And I had this conversation with this lady last week, and I thought it was fantastic because when I reframed it from her, she was like, damn, I never thought about that. Right? I let her know that anybody who goes through our 8-week program and creates their own product or program, we don't allow them, and when I say allow, like it's a guide, but we highly recommend to them that they don't charge anything less than $3,000 for the program that they're creating. And her answer to me was like, man, that seems expensive. If I want to help more people, why wouldn't I offer it at a lower price than more people could access it? And I'm like, great question. Why do you think, even though there's more information out there than any other time in history for free, people are going backwards? The economy in lots of ways is going backwards. People are getting fatter. They are more unhappy. Their financial situation is getting worse, right? More businesses are going out of business. Even though there's all of this free resources and information out there at low price, they can go buy ebooks and download things, and they can go on Udemy and download a course for $18 that takes them through how to set up Google ads or YouTube ads or Facebook ads. They can go on lynda.com and they can find courses to learn how to do all of that for $30 a month. Yet they're not, things aren't changing in the landscape, right? People aren't generating more and more success. The success rates and the failure rates aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Worse. 90% of businesses will be out of business within their first 5 years. 70% will be out of business within the first year. 80% of coaches will never make money past their third month. Right? That one hits home, right? That one hurts. Like, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to invest in things. I'm going to create things. I'm going to give it my all. I'm probably going to risk leaving a job or a business that I own, and I'm going to go and do this. And I'm going to create it online. I'm going to create what I want to help people, to create leverage, to be able to provide what I want for my family as well. And in 3 months' time, I'm going to stop making money. Like, it hurts to realize that's the landscape. But you've got to take ownership of the fact that it's not because of information, right? It's not from a lack of information that is causing these failure rates. It's a lack of implementation. And by being in the transformation game, we guarantee the implementation of a strategy or a process or a technique or something that is in line with and that will help somebody go from where they are now to where they want to go. And when you own that, does your competition give a shit about who has more books? Or do they care about who's going to be able to help them go to from where they are now to where they want to go in the quickest amount of time? Right? And I'm not talking about 6-minute abs and then somebody comes up with 5-minute abs. I'm talking about authentically and ethically being able to connect with clients that are in a certain level of pain or dealing with a certain problem, and being able to show them exactly how you're going to take them from there and help them arrive here, and being able to break down a process that they can see and believe in and then ultimately buy into and then commit to. And when you can start playing in that game, competition doesn't matter at all, because it's not about catering to everybody. It's not about being able to have this solution that I can help every single person. No, you can help the people that your solution has been designed for. And the coolest thing about most coaches and consultants is their solution is something that they've created from their own life experience, from going through their own transformation, from living that solution, that journey, that discovery themselves. So they have that integrity to be able to share that story, to be able to connect with clients, to be able to identify and show empathy for where somebody is, and then show them the path to get out of that. Right? And when you play that game, it's not about marketing necessarily at all, right? It's not about whether your branding looks cool. It's just about being able to put a message out there to connect with the people that ultimately you want to connect with, that ultimately are going to be the ones that are going to commit to what it is that you have to help them with. That's it. It's a completely different game to be in. If you want to be in the information game and you put a whole bunch of shit up there and go, hey, look, I'm here, buy my shit, and it's cheaper than anybody else's, so you can grab it all now, and I'll add 10 bonuses in there for you as well, so when you buy it, you'll get this and this and the kitchen sink and a box of cereal and all of that fun stuff, right? Like, it's a completely different game, and I want you guys to avoid it altogether. Now, the next point, and I said I would share this with you in a few minutes. Once you decide that you are going to be in the transformation game, right? You have to decide what you're going to own within that transformation game. And that's going to be a process, right? It's something that we help people with a lot in the first 2 weeks of our program, is really identifying what it is that they know, what it is that they truly want to help people with, and then connecting that back to their highest values, so that they are excited to be helping this particular group of people with this transformation. And then we go to work creating the program and breaking down how to deliver that solution and provide the best experience and the greatest success rate. But in order to do that, again, you have to separate yourself. Because like I said before, if you're offering 6-minute abs and I come along and offer 5-minute abs, both of them are saying, hey, you can transform and get these abs if you do 6 minutes a day. I'm coming along and saying, yep, sure, do mine, and it's only going to take you 5 minutes a day. You're still dealing almost on that whole price point thing, because I'm just dealing at the feature level, right? I'm not at this point separating myself. And one of the easiest ways to be able to separate yourself and the value of the transformation you have to offer. Are you ready? All right. It's with your price point. The easiest way to separate yourself from all of your competition is with your price point. And what I can tell you, after being in 11 different niches myself, that's businesses that I have run in 11 different markets. Right, and now helping hundreds of people create their own businesses in their own unique markets. What I can tell you for a fact is that less clients who pay you more money, that are more committed, that take more action, that get better results, is the very best business model for this space. I'm not talking about e-commerce. I'm not talking about any of that. But I mean, even the same thought strategy could be attached to any of those other models, right? But especially in this transformation game, how committed do you think somebody is? And I shared the stats with you before about an ebook, right? 1% of people that download an ebook ever even open it. So let's say they spent $7 on that ebook, and we know 1% are even going to open it. How committed do you think somebody is after that $7 to not only consume the content, but then implement it, right? It's minute. And we know that the success rate of that's going to be tiny. And what's your return for it? $7? I mean, how many of those do you have to sell to even make money, right? And then you're in the price game with the rest of the competition, right? You're playing their rules. Whereas when you start charging premium prices because you know you have a premium product, not because of information, not because of flashy features, but because of the power of the solution that you have to offer and the level of accountability, intimacy that you and support, right, that you're going to deliver, you are instantly going to separate yourself from the competition, and you're going to attract the perfect clients. When I say perfect, like these are the ones that you want to work with. They're all in, right? Like we have people, and our program is not cheap, right? And I'm well aware of that, and I only keep raising it because I see that the more often that we raise it, the higher caliber of client we attract. And when you've got the results to back it up the way that we do, it becomes really exciting to know that you're only going to be attracting more and more of the types of clients you love to work with. But when you're looking at setting this premium price point, you really need to value what the outcome is worth to somebody. So when I'm looking at this, I'm not just thinking, cool, I'm just going to pick some random number out of my head, right? I'll give you my context, right? Our program starting price is, you know, it's up there, right? Depending on what you do with us, it can start at 10 grand. But one of our intentions, goals, guarantees throughout our program is that anybody who takes our program, one, charges a minimum of 3 grand for their product or program, and two, they will have their program up and running and marketing and making sales before the end of the 8 weeks. So you think about that. Somebody right now has an idea in their head. They want to create something. They want to do it, right? But right now they've made no money from it, or they've been working one-on-one and just taking bits and pieces and whatever they can from whoever. No structure, no methodology, no rhyme or reason except I need money. And then we show them how to structure it, how to create it, how to provide it, how to deliver it, how to market it, and then how to sell it, and then how to grow and scale it. So that by before they've even finished our program, they've already got everything in place. They understand the process. They're making sales. They're connecting with the types of people they do want to work with. Do you think somebody can value that when they can see that it's a possibility? And even if it's your first client, all you've got to do is position the value of the transformation, being able to empathize where they are right now and explain and express the fact that you really do get it, and you get it because you've been there or you have helped other people who have been there. And then you position what it's going to feel like to one, not be there, but to two, to be where they want to be. The value of that is incomparable, right? I don't care what the dollar amount is. The dollar amount is simply your way of gauging their commitment level. That's it. It's also your way of making sure that you separate yourself from the competition and that you attract the types of clients that are going to be all in. And like I expressed before, with our program not being cheap, we get clients that don't have the money, but yet they find it, or they come back to me with a way to be able to pay it by the end of the 8 weeks. And you know, depending on what they come back to us with, if they're all in and they stick to it and I don't have to follow them up, man, I'm there. I'm there to support you through this process, because that's a level of commitment that most people aren't willing to even, you know, think about, let alone dive headfirst into. So again, thinking about your competition, thinking about all of this stuff, right? Think about your model. Think about who you want to work with and the value of what it is that you have to help them with. And just like being in the information game, do you want to be in the price game, or do you want to be in the results game? Do you want to be in the transformation game, or do you want to be in the, hey, consume this stuff and good luck to you, right? Like for me, our entire program is 100% designed and dedicated around our students' success. 100%, everything we add and change, it's all based on our obsession with student success rates and student results. And when that's your obsession and that becomes part of your marketing message, it becomes part of your methodology, it becomes part of your company's mission statement, and then your price point backs it up, nobody cares about the competition, right? Like, I explained this in a few episodes before. I've got friends that are making $15, $20 million a year, and you can search them on Google and you can try and find information about them on social media. And sure, there's bits and pieces, but it's nothing spectacular. Most people sign up to their products and programs that they don't even know who they are. right? A lot of people that come to our program, they have no idea who I am before they've gone and watched the free training and decided that they're interested in seeing whether or not this is a solution that will work for them, right? It had nothing to do with flashy marketing or anything else. Like, it's simple. I mean, we got clients that start getting in applications and surveys for their programs that, to be honest with you, some of their slides are horrible in the beginning, but it's more a matter of imperfect action and resonating with the message than it is about looking pretty in the beginning, right? One of the things that always pops up for me, and I think it's key because so many of us in this space, when we look at our competition, everything comes back to marketing. And the reason why it comes back to marketing is because you're being marketed to by marketers all day long telling you that, hey, I'm a marketer, you need marketing. And everybody's obsession becomes around marketing. And what I can tell you, again, for a fact, is that you cannot out-market a bad model. I have seen businesses implode with services like Groupon coming to play, with services like when Facebook ads started for, you know, 50 cents an opt-in or you know, $3 a lead. Like, I've seen businesses implode because their model wasn't designed to scale. It wasn't designed to handle that level of growth. And sure, the marketing was great, but the model didn't back up longevity, high margins, profitability, scalability. It didn't have systems to be able to create leverage with staff and team members and softwares and automations, and none of that stuff was done. But yet, everybody's focus tends to be back to the marketing. I need marketing, I need marketing, I need marketing. Sure. So let's say right now, again, there's enough information out there on marketing for anybody to get started. Everybody for $5 a day can start running ads on Facebook. $5 a day, right? YouTube, you can do the same thing for around $10 a day. It's a little bit more expensive, but still, $10 a day. It's not a limitation. Everybody has access to that. Sure, there are certain things you want to know about it and learn, especially through trial and error. But if your model is never right, then it doesn't matter. And this is, again, you want to separate yourself from competition. If you're all doing the same shit, you're all marketing the same thing, and you all have the same model because you've been following everybody else's rules, and you're playing the same game as everybody else, how do you separate yourself? What is your brand promise and market identity? Why should I come and use you versus somebody else if your whole business model is based around your marketing? It's not based around your solution and the transformation that you have to offer, right? There's a key distinction here, and that's what I want to make sure you guys take from this. One of the biggest reasons why so many people struggle to think that they can attract and charge or attract the clients they want and charge what they want is because they're worried about the questions somebody might ask them. Like, what if somebody says, hey, have you got testimonials? Or hey, who have you worked with in the past? Or hey, you know, why should I work with you? And then suddenly you go into convincing mode. Nobody wants to be in the convincing game. And that is a very uncomfortable thought, to think that, how do I justify why somebody needs to work with me? Do I even need to justify it? And what if I don't want to justify it? And that's so uncomfortable. And then blah, blah, blah. And you stay stuck again, right? But the main reason why somebody will ask you for those things, it's because, and you have to put yourself in the buyer's mindset, which is something sometimes we forget to do. They want certainty. They want to know that, hey, if I'm going to spend 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 grand with you, I want certainty that it's going to work. Well, guess what is the number one thing that you're never going to get in life? Certainty, right? The only certainty you have is a guarantee to fail if you never try. That you can be pretty certain about, right? But everything else, you're never going to know the outcome unless you take the steps to create the outcome. Getting a level of certainty, or being able to provide somebody with a level of certainty, is not where you want to be in any sales conversation. And it's not something that, with full integrity, you can provide. So how do you avoid it, and how do you make sure that it's not even part of the conversation? And what I can tell you is one of the very best counters to make sure that you never have to provide somebody with certainty is empathy. All right, I'll say that again. If you want to take away the need for somebody to require certainty, you need to provide empathy. If somebody truly resonates with the fact that you understand them and where they are, like you fully get them, and then you've been able to yourself create the result that they want, solve the problem that they have, or help others do the same without social proof, right? At this point, sure, social proof is powerful. I'm not saying that. But in the beginning, you're not going to have that. But if somebody can understand that, I know that you get exactly where I am. I know you can, one, see my symptoms, or suddenly you're talking about the things that have been going on in my head. Like, yes, that's exactly how I've been feeling. That's exactly what I've been doing. Oh my God, you so get where I'm at. Well, cool. Do you want to solve that? Yes. Now, does somebody want to solve that with somebody that they feel totally understands where they're at? Do you think they need certainty at that point when they are already certain that this person understands them? Right, what I can tell you from years of experience is they won't require it. But if you haven't done a good enough job of providing a level of empathy about where they are, what they're going through, the problems or the symptoms that they're facing, then they are still making a decision on a superficial level because they don't yet feel certain that you're the right person to help them. And it's just something to keep track of and measure throughout your sales process and everything else. If somebody comes to you and they've highlighted the fact that, yes, these are the problems they have, these are the symptoms, this is the pain they're in, this is what they want, and then you go, cool, let's go and do it, and then they require certainty, all right? You haven't done a good enough job at empathy. And that's all I want you to realize. Don't overthink it. Just focus on that. And suddenly you'll start to see that the need for certainty is removed. It's gone, right? Regardless of how much experience or how much of an expert or an authority you think you are or they think you are, it doesn't factor into it at all, right? Like I heard this story the other day, and I'll tell it to you quickly. This guy has like a pinched nerve. He's got a sore neck, right? And it shoots all the way down his arm. He's getting numb hand and everything else, right? And he's been trying to find a solution for it, but doesn't know. One day he's walking down the street with his best friend, and he's telling his friend about it. And this homeless guy overhears the story, and he goes, oh, that neck thing. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, oh, is it shooting down into your hand? Is it making your hand numb? Is it radiating your elbow and everything else? And the guy turns to the homeless guy and he's like, yes, that's exactly what happened. And he goes, and then the homeless guy goes, hey, do you want to know how I fixed it? All right. Do you think the guy at that point is going to go, hang on, how many people have you helped? How many people have you worked with? How do you know how to solve it? No, because this guy goes instantly, he's related to where he is. He understands the pain. He's shown empathy that he gets the different areas and the symptoms and the problems that are going on. And he goes, hey, do you want to know how to fix it? And what do you think the guy's reaction is going to be? Of course I want to know how to fix it. I don't care that this is a homeless guy. If he knows the answer, he seems certain to understand my problem. I have certainty that he gets where I'm at right now. So of course I want to hear what he has to say. And of course I want his help. And you got to understand and own that for yourself, all right? And if you do a great job of providing that level of empathy and connecting and almost filtering out the types of clients that you don't want to work with, that you probably can't get to that point of empathy with, if you get better and better at doing that, you're only going to be working with the types of clients that truly, truly want your help, and they're going to do everything that you have to help them with to achieve that, which for me is, there's nothing better. Being a coach and a consultant, working with the amount of people that I have over the last 22 years, dealing with people that are all in and they're 100% committed, it's fun, right? And it's a whole different level and a whole different game to be playing on. And where did my competition ever factor into any of that? It didn't, because guess what I'm focused on? I'm focused on my solution and helping my ideal clients with that solution. I'm not focused on just marketing. I'm not focused on the rules that my competition are playing with or the field that the competition is being run on. I'm not worried about the information that somebody has versus what I might know. I'm only focused on the transformation and the solution that I have to offer. The last point I want to give you here is short and sweet. All right, but let results do the talking for you. Like with all the businesses that we run, right? Of course, we keep testimonials and track all of those things. And if somebody wants to talk to someone, I'm never going to stop them to. But when you get to the point of being able to consistently deliver a result, let the results do the talking for you. And what I mean by that is, again, I'm not in the convincing game. If you want to achieve X and Y result, and I've done a good job of providing empathy, then they're going to be, yep, that's what I want to achieve. Great. Once you help that person achieve that, let the results do the talking for you, so that as you're starting to grow this business and somebody's on the phone, hey, if you want to achieve exactly what Ray achieved last month or with our program last week, or Bob or Jane or Mary or whatever else, then let's do that. All right. And if that's not where you want to be right now, no problem. But let the outcomes and the results speak for themselves. Somebody either wants to do that or they don't. They either want to create that or they don't. They're either willing to go all in or they're not. And if they are, and you're completely results and outcome focused for these people, then let the results do the talking for you. I love it when people come into any of my businesses and any of our programs and say, man, you know, in the beginning, you guys are expensive. Yes. Yeah, we are. All right. But if you're serious about getting results, then that's what we do. Right? And that's it. That's what we focus on. It's the end of that conversation. If you need convincing on our how, then you might not be the type of client that's going to benefit from our program. If you are going to be transparent and let us know exactly where you are right now, and you're going to be willing and coachable and committed to creating the outcome we want, then, you know, this is exactly what you need, and we're going to help you do that every step of the way. So it's something that in the beginning, a lot of you will feel like, I don't have runs on the board. I don't have those results. I don't have those testimonials. Don't, again, let that be a reason for you not to do this. Because right now, sometimes the results that need to do the talking are your own. Right? They're your own. Right? Like every great fitness program at some point started with the transformation, right? They were either bullied at school, or they were overweight, or they were unhappy, or whatever else, right? And they decided to do something about it. And throughout the process, it's like, man, I feel so much better about myself. Look at what I've been able to achieve. I want others to experience the same thing. Ta-da! Suddenly now I'm working on creating a program, a product, or a business, right? And you got to understand that it's your results that do the talking at that stage. And it's not because it's about me. It's just about, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is what I discovered. This is why I'm so passionate about helping others do the same thing, right? So your own personal results through living the solution that you have to offer. I say that sentence all the time, and I would love to know how many of you actually grab that and resonate with it, because it's one of the most powerful things that you can own, that I have lived through the solution that I have to offer people. I have the integrity and the experience and the journey to be able to share and support people do the same thing. Allow those results and those things in the beginning to do the talking for you, right? And again, be aware you're not in the convincing game. And if you've been in the convincing game and they're requiring certainty, you haven't done enough to provide empathy, right? Or you've overloaded them with too much information and you haven't spent enough time working out how you can help them achieve a transformation. All right. I hope that's helped you guys get your own transformations and understand that competition really doesn't matter. It doesn't factor when you decide what rules you want to play by, what game you want to be in, setting a price point around the model that you want to deliver that is going to require a higher level of commitment and a higher caliber of client. Creating a model that doesn't require you to be in the volume game where we're trying to cater to everybody. No, we're going to go out and we're going to specialize in delivering a solution to a certain group of people. All right. When you can do that, there's no shortage of those certain group of people. Trust me on that. Right. If you believe that, it's scarcity thinking. It's not abundance. Man, the amount of people that we see succeed in the same niche, offering the same types of programs, is mind-blowing. It just completely has removed that belief from my mindset, right? And you've got to understand for you that it's something that it's a limiting belief. It's not something you necessarily know to be true, all right? Once you do that, and then you start, like I said, to build a model that is student result obsessed and outcome, you know, it's completely designed based on the outcomes it'll deliver. And then you create the level of empathy. You let the results do the talking for you. Competition isn't even in your world. Delete Facebook newsfeed. It doesn't exist anymore. Right now, all that you need to focus on is how do you create the perfect solution for your ideal clients to help them generate the very best results in the shortest amount of time with a commitment level that's going to guarantee those results, but also provide you with the value that you need to deliver them at a high level on a consistent basis. That's quite a mouthful, so I hope you got it all in. All right, I'm excited to get back in front of the camera next week. I've got a good episode for you guys I look forward to breaking down. I will be 40 next week, so I'll try and do it pre-40 in case suddenly I start losing all my mental capacity. I'm joking, by the way. I actually feel fantastic at the moment, so 40 is just, it's a number. But I'm excited to connect with you next week. And as always, if there's anything I can do to help, let us know. If you haven't checked out our free training, I'll put a link to it again below this. And I break down 6 steps throughout that training to really show you how you can take your passions and turn it into a highly profitable online business model. All right. Something that you can grow and scale, but something that's going to allow you to charge what you want and look after the people that really excite you to look after and help them create the level of results and success that I know you want. So if you haven't checked that out, I'll put a link below to that video and take the stuff I've shared with you today, see how it applies to you, and hopefully you gain a fresh perspective and a new outlook on your competition.